The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The following is an at-will presentation.
My secret is I hate cake. I pretend to like it all the time at coworkers' birthday parties, out to dinner with friends, especially at fancy cupcake places. But I hate cake. I hate it.
I'm Ben Ham.
And I'm Dahlia Beta.
We're your hosts as we navigate the deep waters of humanity.
And listen to the stories no one ever tells.
You are entering the secret room. Dating websites and apps, they have drastically changed the landscape of dating.
Last week on the show, Ben talked to a girl who used dating apps to stave off boredom and chats to guys all over the world. She really dug into that whole imaginary girlfriend concept.
Yeah, and this week, Dahlia talks with a guy who explored Ashley Madison to try and rekindle his love life.
But first, in order to understand what our guest was experiencing, Ben and I signed up, briefly, for Ashley Madison.
Oh, no.
Okay, Ben, this is a really special day. Are you ready?
I'm totally ready, I think. Fingers crossed. Worried face.
It is time for us to sign up for Ashley Madison.
Oh my God, no.
Yes.
He warned me this was coming, but I was hoping the day would actually not arrive.
Go to ashleymadison.com. We're going to do this.
Okay, now everybody knows Ashley Madison is a dating website for married people, right?
Yeah, and our guest today was on the site.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so we're going to go in there and see what it's like.
Okay, I'm following your lead.
Okay, sign up. I'm signing up as Dahlia Beta.
Okay, I'm going to sign up as HamPod, and that's with two M's.
Of course it is.
Oh, my God.
Okay, log in. Ooh. It's asking me for my height and body type.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense. Okay, I'll put 5'7 and voluptuous.
Okay. I'm looking for a setting that says pod host.
Not sure you're going to find that. Maybe in your description.
Is that not a body type? Discreet picture. No, I don't want a picture of my face on this.
Well, it says, like, I think if you put up a picture, then they put, like, a Venetian mask or some graphic over your eyes to be discreet.
I don't know. I'm feeling very uneasy, Dahlia.
Okay, well, I'm going to use my headshot with the Carmen Sandiego hat. So,
can I put in my headline, this is just for media purposes only, and I'm not really serious?
I mean, I think you're just, it's okay. We'll delete it after this.
Okay, I'm going to be totally, like, this is for reals, and then I'm deleting it immediately.
Exactly. Okay. Okay, tell us more about you.
All right.
It says, it looks like it gives you an example.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a man who can provide the passion that has long been missing from my marriage.
Wow, that sounds pretty specific. But yeah. Maybe kind of general too. I bet a lot of them are like that.
Okay, I'm going to use that one.
I'm going to say, I'm looking for a woman who doesn't mind being with a man who devotes all his time to producing a podcast.
Okay. All right. So now it's taken me to a screen where I can browse men and I can filter by age, location, who's online, typical dating stuff.
Right.
What do you see?
No, it looks all the same. You could just filter. There seems to be an advanced tab and you can filter by age. Yeah, we're in the same place. Age, location, all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see a lot of headless torsos.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this guy looks good.
Okay.
He's 39. Uh-huh. He lives in London. Says he's 6 feet tall, 180 pounds. Good, good.
Uh-huh.
Fit and bad looking for smart and sexy.
Wow.
This guy's a character.
All right.
He says, on here because I love women and I love sex. Lots of both. Despite my private profile picture, I'm a very polite, polished professional in the office and just very badly behaved in the bedroom. You have been warned.
Wow.
I can message him. No, I'm going to send him a wink.
Okay. Send him a wink.
A wink. What does that even do?
I don't know. It probably tells him that you want to talk.
Okay. Did you find any good ones?
Okay. So there are several people greeting me here on the front page. I mean, not me personally, but, you know, there's a bunch of search results, I guess. And there's some blurred out pictures. And like you see, headless torsos. And then also just a bunch of profiles that don't have any pictures at all.
Hey, Ben, guess what? I found HamPod.
What? No. Do I need to set my profile to invisible? There's got to be a way to do that, right?
I'm going to send you a message. Tell me if you get it.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. Wait. Okay. Mailbox. I've got it. So, yeah, send me a message. I'm in my mailbox. You'll be my first official message, probably. I mean, you better hurry if you want to be the first. I'm sure they're lining up.
Did you get it? Did you get it? Did you get it?
No. Do you have to pay money to send me a message?
I don't.
Huh, okay. It says I have to buy credits.
Oh.
I know. It's tough to be a dude on this site. Apparently for women, it's a much cheaper affair, so to speak.
Okay. I'm going to send you these virtual martinis.
Okay. Send me a virtual martini. But I don't drink, Dahlia. I probably wouldn't respond well to somebody who approached me with a virtual martini.
How many winks do you have?
I've been on the site for like 2 seconds and I have zero.
I have 8 so far.
What? Come on. You guys have it easy.
Ooh.
Really, seriously, you have all that attention already?
Yeah.
I have nothing. Zero. I don't even have your message. Maybe they're all being
this
blocked.
Guy has muscles. Okay, I gotta stop this. Let's get to the interview.
Right. Oh my God, how do I delete this?
I got a message through our website from Richard. Richard is your typical English gentleman, sans pipe and the tweed jacket with the elbow patches. He travels between New York and London for work, and he decided to visit the secret room because, well, he had his reasons.
I was here on business, so I thought if I could share a secret with you, I would get to meet the face behind the voice. And it's a very pleasant face that matches the sweetness of the voice as well.
Shameless flirting, well out of the way. We sat down in a hotel lobby. It was calm, not your typical Manhattan Hyatt. There were comfy armchairs that I can only describe as purple velour. Rocket Man was quietly being piped throughout the room. And there was only one person on the hotel business computer station. Learning how to say ciabatta on YouTube for some reason. It was here that Richard proceeded to tell me his secret.
Not a secret I'm proud of, but the secret is that I cheated on my wife.
Obviously, this is the point in the show where I should cue the music.
It started a while ago. I was out drinking with my friends, and I was the married guy. They were both single. I was listening to their love life, their girlfriends, and the conversation turned around to me, and they asked me how my love life was. I had to admit that there wasn't one, and I actually uttered the words, I was done, that all the sex I was ever going to have in my life has been had, and I didn't see the prospect of any sex in the future. It was an odd thing for them to hear, but even more shocking to say it myself. I'm actually happy with my marriage in every other respect. We have 2 wonderful kids. After the kids were born, we lost our sex drive. Mine came back, but my wife's did not.
Telling his friends his sex life was over, that was hard. In a way, it was a turning point for him. Richard realized he needed to deal with it in some way or another. He chose to explore outside his marriage.
So, yeah, at the same time as I was telling my friends I was done, I discovered the website Ashley Madison, which is a site where married people can meet other married people. That seemed like a potential solution where I could have the fun that was missing in my life, but without threatening or damaging my relationship.
Everyone has needs. Some people need friends. Some people need security. Richard needed a physical connection.
It was very interesting to see the potential people out there who may be interested in me. It's a site geared up to actually make money. You have to pay to read a message. You have to pay to message someone else. I put some money in and started talking to people.
Regardless of what news sources or data dumps tell you, there were, or are, real women on Ashley Madison. Hell, I was even on there for 5 minutes earlier today with Ben. Our guest last week, she spent some time on the site early on in her app exploration. And I've known a couple of people who met women on there in the past. Even so, Richard did get his fair share of fakers.
My early experiences were odd. I felt that a lot of people were trying to scam me in some way. Either they were on the site, they were part of the site, or they were just there looking to meet. You could take a photo and Google it and find out who that person really was, or if they were often from like porn sites. And then just the way people approached you. So if people are giving you their phone number within seconds of meeting them or email, something was up with that. It was a red flag.
After a brief interlude of observing, Richard met someone. Let's call her Ava.
Well, I started chatting to a girl who was very smart and quite beautiful. She was away in Oxford, so we weren't liable to meet, but we got to the point where we could chat over the phone and had some really wonderful conversations. The one thing that worried me about the relationship was the fact that she was so young. She was 26 and less than half my age.
Ladies, what's the first thing you do when you meet someone online? Yep, that's right. You Google them. Or at least I do. Well, so did Ava, to some rather interesting conclusions.
Within seconds of us conversing, she had Googled the heck out of me. Anybody trying to meet someone online, listen carefully. I gave her three pieces of information. She knew my actual first name, she knew my job, and she knew that I lived in London. A couple of conversations later, she knew my last name, my address, and a couple of other interesting facts about me. I'm not sure how, but she did. Something about the conversations we had led me to believe she could be trusted. Fortunately, she could. But it was a wake-up call to me in all my dealings with anybody else on the site.
Richard and Ava continued their courtship. Do you call it courtship if it's an affair? Well, they continued chatting. Richard in London, Ava in Oxford. Until one day, they decided to meet.
I wasn't sure at first whether or not we should meet, but our conversations became very comfortable and very sexy. So the desire to meet her became stronger and stronger. In the summertime, my family were off to the countryside to visit my in-laws for about 2 months. So I invited her to London so that we could hang out together. I wanted to be as careful as possible, so I booked a hotel room quite close to where I worked. She was on holiday at the time, so she came to London to come see me. The lack of a sex life sows seeds of doubt in your mind as to whether you're attractive. So to have this young, vivacious girl come all the way to London just to see me was really quite compelling and quite exciting. So although I was the older partner in this relationship, it was interesting how much she taught me. I had never known that younger women being into older guys was a thing. Very pleasantly surprised that it was, and even more surprised that I was the kind of guy that such a young girl could like. And although I was the more experienced person in life, she seemed to be the more experienced in making love.
We've all seen this movie. This is the scene where the wife walks in, where she finds the lipstick on his collar, where his life implodes, right? Or maybe not.
obviously I felt some guilt, but there was a side of me that felt that I had been a good husband and father for many years and given up many things, putting my family first. This was a time where I put myself first, and fortunately for me, turned out to be a very exciting and rewarding time. The overall feeling is not one of guilt, it's one of sort of happiness.
Despite all the things that could have gone wrong, and make no mistake, extracurricular activities can become a disaster in any number of ways. But every once in a while, taking a desperate gamble, doing something out of character for you, could be just the detour you need to get back on track. That summer, Ava returned to Oxford and eventually his family returned home. But Richard's time on Ashley Madison changed him, he says, for the better.
The odd thing is that although everything I did was wrong, I felt it turned out right. The experience gave me greater self-worth. I realized I wasn't done, that I could meet a girl, and that was really enough. That's all I needed to know. And having greater self-worth led to me having a better relationship with my wife. I stood up for myself a little bit more, knowing that there was other women out there who valued me. I could value myself higher.
I spoke to Richard about the Ashley Madison hack, the one where millions of users' information was published online. He had stopped using the site a year before and had paid them to delete his account. Whether or not they actually did is questionable, but he felt like he was a small fish in a big pond, that if his data was on there somewhere, it was buried enough not to ever surface, and he moved on. What else can you do in that situation? For now, his secret only survives here, in the secret room. Okay, people. Richard's story turned out to have a rather happy ending. That does not mean the secret room recommends cheating on your spouse. We don't judge. We just like stories. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Dahlia. Great episode. I really enjoyed your interview this week.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it was really interesting.
Yeah, you're working really hard on next week's episode, right?
Yeah, but it's kind of a sensitive one. I don't really want to talk about it.
All right, so we'll just say, everybody, just tune in next week. Dahlia's getting you an episode.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Well, I wanted to share a couple of tweets we got back for an episode we did a little while ago that was called Ben's Challenge. It was episode number 6.
Why do I get the feeling you're about to toot your own horn?
Hey, come on. That was my episode. It's true. And I got some nice tweets and I want to share them.
Okay.
Give me a break. And it was a great episode too. Right. Do you deny it?
No, I love that episode. Okay, go on.
Thank you. Okay. So we got a tweet from somebody named MPD. And MPD said, I understand why your mom never told you about your dad's secrets. My granddad would wake up with nightmares from World War II, and I never knew it until a recent visit to see him in Detroit. So when I heard your mom's story, it brought back memories. And so I just wanted to say shout out to MPD. Thank you very much. That's not quite what my father's secret was, but it's sort of close. And it was very nice. And Molly tweeted in. She said, I just listened to Ben's challenge and I wanted to let you know that my grandmother was also, and then I'm going to say blank, 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 because I don't want to give this away the secret if you haven't listened to the show. She kept it a secret until she was in her late 70s when she just decided to tell my mom one day that woman they all thought was a distant cousin was actually their aunt. So family secrets are kind of wacky like that. So that's a second secret, close to a second secret that my mom gave up in episode 6, Ben's Challenge. And it's a great little episode that I hope you all can enjoy.
Oh, must be nice getting tweets about your shows.
Thanks to Molly and MPD. Hey, look, I'm all over Twitter, man. Sort of. I'm trying. I've got like 50 followers or something. It's kind of lame.
I want to talk to people on Twitter. I'm so lame too.
People have to follow us to really engage in a really good conversation. So everybody should just subscribe to our Twitter accounts.
We're so lame.
Are we Twitter whores? So that's our show for this week.
And in case you're wondering, we deleted our Ashley Madison accounts.
What? You didn't want to find someone to have an adventure with, Dahlia?
No, I'm good, thanks. Brinkmaster Cylinder produced our theme and the music throughout the show.
And we love reading the iTunes reviews we've been getting, so thanks to all of you who've written them. And if you like the show, consider popping over to iTunes and giving us 5 stars. It helps us grow.
And subscribe!
And if you want to talk to us about the secrets you hear on the show, you can follow The Secret Room on Twitter. That's at TSR Podcast.
Ben's manning the TSR Podcast Twitter account now, which is maybe why nothing's being posted.
Hey, come on. I'm trying really hard. I have to think of new things to say every day, and I'm going to do it. Stay with me.
You can find me on Twitter at Dahlia Veda, and I, too, am trying to get better at posting interesting things, but it is hard.
I'm at HamPod on Twitter, and that's with two M's, so give me a shot over there.
Oh, and if you want to share your secrets with The Secret Room, visit our website at thesecretroompodcast.com. We are loving the ones we're getting these days.
Hey, Dahlia.
What?
Pod on.
Yay!
Pod on.
Okay.